Hello, I'm Joseph Pierce, and please permit me to take a few minutes of your time to tell you about the new issue, the July-August issue of the St. Austin Review, which is at the printers as we speak, and will be posted to our subscribers sometime over the next week or so. So the St. Austin Review is a Catholic cultural journal that I've edited since it was founded in 2001, in the month of 9/11, September 2001. I've edited it for the whatever that is, 23 years since then. I'm very excited to do so, and I'm very excited to let you know about the new issue. So every issue has a different theme, and the first half of each issue is normally theme related articles. We also published new original contemporary Catholic poetry and book reviews, and we have a regular columns by our regular columnists, regular features covering various aspects of the arts, film, music, literature, etc. So, without further ado, let me tell you about this next issue, which is on the theme of ageless children's literature. So, there's a wonderful painting on the cover by my old friend, the late Geoff Murray, which is a scene from the Chronicles of Narnia, specifically from The Last Battle, called Healer by Geoff Murray. That's the cover image. My editorial is, I write the editorial for just about nearly every issue, and it's always on the theme of the issue. So my editorial is just titled Ageless Children's Literature. And then going through page by page, actually, we then have on page two three new poems by Pavel Chichikov, William Dunn, and Alan Fimister. The first of the theme-related articles is The Aesop of France by Thomas Banks, which is about La Fontaine. And then we have The Hidden Wisdom of Fairy Tales, Hans Christian Andersen's Snow Queen and The Broken Mirror by Robert Lazu-Kmita. Two more poems follow. Sorry, no, one more poem follows, In Praise of Smiling by Donald DeMarco. And then we have another theme-related article, Anne of Green Gables, Imagination, Gratitude, and the Christian Call to Be Childlike, by Grace Rembold. And then another poem, Within the Midnight of Your Inner Fire, by Alan Fimister. And then the next theme-related article is The Long Winter, Ageless Children's Literature of Fond Memory, by Joanne Luke, which I think engages with the Little Prairie books. And then The Parable of Tolkien in Middle-earth and a Homage to Borges by Brendan D. King. And Shadow and Truth, an examination of the layers of C.S. Lewis's Chronicles of Narnia by Joan Kaelin Babesca. Chesterton's Lepanto and Why Boys Should Love Poetry by G.K. Martin. Beauty and Suffering, Why I Wrote Nazar's Journey by Paul T. Maskew. From A Sheep's Book of Parables by Dina Hunt. And Anatole, Traditional Catholic Undercurrents in the Children's Books of Eva Titus, or of Eve Titus, by Anatole Uppart. And that takes us basically halfway through the issue, and that's the theme-related aspect to it, except some of the columns will touch upon the theme. Then we have the first regular column, which is entitled Stella, Light from the Halls of Ave Maria University. This is titled Pearls and Swine, Needed Elements of Goodness and Evil in Children's Literature by Sarah Chichester. And then Fenestra Chaley is the regular music column by, sorry, no, it's not. It's the regular art column. Fenestra Chaley, Windows into Heaven. This is Drawing Innocence into the World by Joanne Luke, writing about her own children's illustrations for books. And then we have the CLA Poet, that's the Catholic Literary Arts Poets, the Archdiocesan Poet Laureate named by Catholic Literary Arts. And that new young lady, who's the Archdiocesan Poet Laureate of the Archdiocese of Houston, is Nephilim Frankel. We publish her sonnet. And then Inklings, which is a regular column by my good friend Father Dwight Longenecker, and that's on the Narnia Secret. Then Movie Star Video Vero, so film column. Regular film column, and that's Christ's Life is a Demand, Reflections on a Hidden Life by Justin Bonanno. And then another regular film column, Faith on Film, Napoleon, The Return from Cinematic Exile by K.V. Turley. Then our regular science column, Science versus Scientism. And the title of this one is Abortion Should Not Be a Human Right by Manuel Alfonseca, our science correspondent. Then Sword of the Spirit, a regular column by my good friend Father Benedict Kiley, the founder of Nazarene.org, a charity that helps persecuted Christians, especially in the Middle East. And his column this issue is called Singing the Waning Darkness into Light. And then Musica Donum Dei, which is the regular music column, is on Raffaella, a balletic eulogy to a beautiful daughter. So it's actually about a wonderful new ballet, which is being premiered in South Bend, Indiana, imminently, composed by my friend Michael Kurek. And so that's discussion of that new ballet by Susan Tracy, Raffaella. And then Arts Alive, so an art feature. Jacob Zumo, the featured artist, paints The Walk to Jesus, and that's written by Sarah Cortez. Another new poem by S.T. Stahl then follows. And then Walls of a Playground, a regular column by a homeschooling mother. And this is called A Delightful Homeschool by Elizabeth Pham. And then we have the St. Austin Review Prize, which is an annual prize we award in collaboration with the MFA program in creative writing at the University of St. Thomas in Houston. And that short story is called Answered by Jackson T. Hearn. And then we have a couple of book reviews to conclude things. The End of Interpretation, Reclaiming the Priority of Ecclesial Exegesis by R.R. Reno, reviewed by Clara Sirocco. And then Science at the Doorstep to God, Science and Reason in Support of God, the Soul and Life After Death by Father Robert Spitzer, S.J., Ph.D., reviewed by William C. Smart, who, again, is someone who's a friend of mine, he's a microbiologist who teaches at Aquinas College in Nashville. So I hope that gives you some idea of what the St. Austin Review is all about. That was the contest to the July-August issue. Thanks so much for listening. Do consider taking out a subscription at staustinreview.org. STAUSTIN review, all together. Austin as in Austin, Texas, but an abbreviation for St. Augustine of Canterbury, our patron. So staustinreview.org/subscribe. But just go to the website, take a look. You can scroll down through back issues and see what it is you're missing by not being a subscriber. But I hope soon that you will be. Thanks so much for listening. Goodbye and God bless.